Praise the Lord. Oh, good to be back. I miss being here. Amen. I have kind of a strange title tonight, but you'll know once I get into the message why I titled it this. What's your tattoo? Amen. Oh, praise God. He's good, isn't he? What's your tattoo? You know, there is, I'm going to be talking about our thoughts tonight. And, you know, there's great power in our thoughts, much more than we really are aware of most of the time. But they are very powerful, and they direct our lives a lot of times. In Proverbs 23:7, it says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Amen? And what brought about this title tonight was this little story that I heard about these this group of sailors. They had come into a port in China, and they got off of the boat, and they saw, when they were walking, they saw this tattoo parlor. And so they went up to it, and they were looking at the window, and it had signs all over the windows of the different tattoos that you could get. And so one of the tattoos says, "Born to Lose." And they were really shocked, you know, that they would give tattoos that said "Born to Lose." And so they were having a discussion about that, you know, outside. And they said, "Well, let's just go in and find out." So they go in, and this little Chinaman that works in there, they ask him, you know, "Do people really come in here and get that tattoo that says Born to Lose?" And he said, yes, they do. In his broken English, he said, "Before tattoo on arm, tattoo in mind." So think about that tonight. That is a very powerful statement and is very true. Amen. So I want to ask you tonight, what is tattooed on your mind tonight? Amen. What is tattooed on your mind tonight? You know, we need to guard our mind. The Word of God says to guard our hearts and our minds. Amen. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart." Above all else. That means it's very important, isn't it? Above all else, guard your heart. Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Think about that tonight. Everything you do flows from it. So we need to guard it above all else. It is a very important thing for us to do. Amen. Our thoughts have great effect on us. Our thoughts affect our actions. Our thoughts affect our moods. You know, you can get up in the morning and just think about the day, what's coming up in your day, and you can instantly get in a bad mood. So our thoughts, what are we dwelling on? What are we allowing to hang around in our thought life? Amen? Our thoughts can affect our self-image. How many of us, when we get up in the morning and go to the mirror, we start pointing out in our mind every little flaw that we have, and before you know it, through the whole day, you're thinking on the negative thoughts about yourself. And so your thoughts can affect your self-image. Amen? Your thoughts can affect the words that you speak. And your thoughts can affect your destiny. In other words, our lives follow our thoughts. So it is very, very important to guard our hearts. Guard our thoughts. Guard the way that we're thinking. Guard the things that we are listening to, even the self-talk that we have. Guard it. Amen? Romans 12 and 2 says, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to transform our thinking, our ways of thinking to the Word of God. Change those old ways of thinking. Amen? Change your old thought life, your negative thought life. Don't dwell on the lies of the enemy. You know, a lot of people ask us, how do you know if it's a thought from God or if it's a thought from the devil? Well, that's really an easy question. Because negative thoughts come from the devil. They come from the enemy. That's very simple. So if you're having negative thoughts, you don't have to question that. You know that that comes from the enemy. And, thoughts of fear and thoughts of failure, they come from the enemy. God's not going to give you those kind of thoughts. And that's not just you. That is the enemy coming against your mind. See, the battlefield is in the mind. He comes against your mind before anywhere else. So, thoughts of, I'm not good enough. Nobody likes me. I'm not smart enough. I don't measure up. All these thoughts are thoughts that the enemy are putting in there. And so the enemy will put a little thought in there, and then he'll condemn you about it. He'll make you feel bad about it. And he makes you think that it's your thought, when it's not yours at all. So anytime a thought comes against our minds like that, instantly cast it down. Instantly reject it. Amen. Reject those thoughts. They're not from God. They're from the enemy. Thoughts like, my problems are too big. God can't do this. They're impossible. There's no hope. Yes, of course, the devil wants you to think that there's no hope. He wants you to think that this situation that you're going through is impossible. But those are the things that the enemy wants you to think. He's putting those thoughts in your mind. He's the one speaking those to you. So first of all, we need to recognize where the thoughts are coming from. Amen? And then we need to deal with them immediately. Immediately. Don't let them hang around. Don't let them take up house. Amen. Cast them down immediately and replace those thoughts with the Word of God. Find out what the Word says about your situation. I believe that I read in the Word of God where all things are possible with God. There's nothing too hard with Him. Amen. He's a great and mighty God. Glory to God. Now the enemy says, you're not able to rise above your circumstances. But God says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. No, baby, you can't do it within yourself. But we've got a God that loves us with an everlasting God. A God that stands closer than a brother. A God who is going to bring you through that situation, even though it might seem like you're in the middle of a burning fire furnace. God knows how to deliver you from the fire. He knows how to deliver you from the waves. Amen. That seem to go above your head, where you feel like you're drowning, but God will reach out His hand to you. Amen. He'll pull you up. He'll hold you up. Amen. Hallelujah. You've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. The enemy will say, you'll never get out of debt. But God says, you will lend and not borrow. Hallelujah. You are the head and not the tail. Glory to God. The enemy says, you're never going to get well. God says, I'm restoring health unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. As you're throwing up, as you've got your head in the bucket, God is restoring health unto me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Amen. God is restoring health unto me. Doesn't mean because you are living for God that you're never going to go through a battle. That you're never going to be attacked. Because we live in this world and there's a devil. There's an enemy. So you've got to be on the lookout and aware, amen, of what is coming against you is not God. Amen. And it's not okay. Amen. Amen. But our weapons, amen, are mighty. Yes. Through God. Yes. To the pulling down of strongholds. Glory to God. Amen. The enemy might say this situation is never going to change. But God says he will turn this situation around for your good. Yes. Hallelujah. For your good. We've got a good God who does good things for his people. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're going through something tonight, and I believe the Lord's talking to you tonight. If you're going through something tonight, don't think that you're walking through this valley by yourself. Amen. You're not walking through this thing by yourself. God knows exactly where you're at right now. He knows exactly what your situation is right now. Amen. Amen. And just because you're going through a battle, just because you're going through a storm, it doesn't mean that God doesn't have a way out. Amen. Amen. That he doesn't have a good plan for you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. I just feel like binding the devil right now. Amen. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person here tonight. And I bind every attack of the enemy. I bind every assignment of the enemy formed against the people of God tonight. And I command you now, Satan, I command you now to take your hands off of them. In Jesus' name, take your hands off. Take them off now. You have no place, and we give you no place. In the name of Jesus, we have served you notice, Satan. We have served you notice. We say no more in Jesus' name. No more in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Or I'll just go there and read it. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. I choose life tonight, don't you? I choose life tonight, amen? Hallelujah. And so when those thoughts come against your mind, I choose God's thoughts. I choose it. I choose it. On purpose, I choose it. Whatever the devil's telling you, I'm choosing God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we can choose our thoughts. Kenneth Hagin said, You can't stop the birds from flying over your head. But you don't have to let them build a nest there. See, you can't stop those negative thoughts or the thoughts that the enemy are trying to bring against you. That's what the devil does because he's ugly, because he's nasty, because he doesn't fight fair. He's a bully. We can't stop the thoughts, but we can choose not to accept them, not to receive them, not to take those thoughts, but to cast them down. Amen? Cast those thoughts down. Hallelujah. Everybody say, He's a good God.
He's a good God.
And He's on my side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, if we can really, really get a handle on this, really get a handle on it, casting down those negative thoughts, casting down those lies, then we can defeat the enemy every time. Every time. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not saying that it's easy, because believe me, it's a battle. It's a struggle. It's a fight. And so many times when you're right in the middle of it, you'll feel like you're all by yourself, which is a lie of the enemy. Because you got a church full of people that love you. And you got a church full of people. If they know, you've got to let your needs known, make them known. To the people of the church, to the intercessors, to other people. And they will be praying for you. And there is great, great, great power in prayer. Amen. It defeats the enemy. It overrides the enemy. Hallelujah. Get a handle on it tonight. Get a hold of it tonight. You might have to cast that thing down 100 times a day. Just keep casting it down. I don't receive it. I don't receive it. I don't receive it. Amen. My God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. He's my healer. He's my helper. He's my deliverer. He's my way maker. He's my provider. Hallelujah. Whatever you have need of tonight, He is that for you tonight. He is the great I am for every need that you have. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 26:3, it says that God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him. Amen? Reset. Reset. Reset our mind. Amen. This is a daily thing. We have to reset our mind. Amen? Keep our mind, put our mind back on God. The devil says this is going to happen. Reset. Reset. Put it back on the Word. The devil says this is going to have a bad outcome. Reset.
That's
right. Amen. Hallelujah. God is on your side tonight. God is for you tonight. God is with you tonight. God says no weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen? God says He always causes you to triumph. Always. Now the enemy wants you to focus on your situation. He wants you to focus on it. And he wants you to think that it's too big for God. The enemy wants you to think of how big your problem is and how much it's going to take. And he wants you to think that it's impossible. But we know that our God is a great, mighty, awesome, wonderful, big God. Amen. And that there is nothing too hard for him. And that all things are possible with our God. Amen. All things. He didn't say just the little bitty things. Just give me something little bitty today. I'm not feeling that powerful today. He hasn't lost any of his power. Amen. He still heals today. He healed the lepers. He still heals today. It's a mighty thing. I was listening to a testimony the other day that this child had died, and the minister had gone over to the family to comfort them and just to minister to the family. And the man, not really thinking about what he's doing, the child was laying there. This is somewhere over in Africa or something. The child's laying there, and so he just is holding the child's hand. And all of a sudden, the child sits up. He said it leaked. The power of God leaked. He didn't even, he wasn't even thinking about praying for the child to be raised. But the power leaked out of him. Amen. Our God is powerful. He's mighty. The anointing is powerful. You've got so much more anointing on you than you even realize.
That's right.
We've got to tap into that truth. Amen. Heard another testimony where this man overseas somewhere goes to a leopard colony, and 100 lepers were healed.
Wow.
Awesome, 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 awesome. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah, he's a great big God. He's awesome in this place tonight. His power, his anointing, his strength, his outstretched arm tonight goes out to you right where you're at. Hallelujah. He never loses his power. Glory to God. Never loses his power. Amen. Glory to God. What the enemy has meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for your good. And what the devil has tried to steal from you, he's going to have to repay. Repay. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're going through a great big battle tonight, expect a great big reward. A great big repay.
Amen.
A great big blessing. Amen. God is still on the throne. He's still Almighty God. Glory to God. He's an awesome God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to just pray over you again. God's just wanting to eat everybody here tonight. Everybody. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person tonight, Father. I thank you, Father God, that you are going before them, Father God, and that you are turning every situation that the enemy has meant for evil, you are turning it around for their good, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are going before them, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you are opening doors for them that no man can shut. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are working miracles, signs, and wonders, and you are touching their bodies, and you are healing them, and you are giving strength to them in Jesus' name, and you are taking pain away from them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are still on the throne. You have not lost your power. You are still great, and you are still mighty, and you are still strong. We thank you, Father. And I thank you, Father, for what you're about to do in your people, God. What you are about to do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I feel like the Lord has got a special blessing. He's got something special for each and every one of you that are here tonight. Expect, expect, expect. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now the devil is not going to roll over. I'm telling you. But I've got news for you tonight. You win. You win. You win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. And he's going to go before you. And he's going to fight this battle for you. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to expect big. We're going to expect big. Amen. Not just some, oh, well, God, I hope you'll just take care of this little bitty situation that's going on in my life. And I'll worry about the other big things, you know. I've got enough, you know, sense about me. I know I need to worry about this over here. No. 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 God.
That's right.
Amen. He's big enough to hold all of it. He's big enough to take care of all of the problems. Amen. And so we are going to expect big.
Amen.
Amen. Give him another hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.